share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. On the 1st of December 2020, we were saddened by the plight of 28-year-old Bhuvaneswari, who was diagnosed with cancer during her third year reading law. When her situation deteriorated and her cancer progressed to the fourth stage, she required at least ₹80,000 for her treatment. This was when Malaysians came together to help and raise funds for Bhuvaneswari. Her father, Gunasegaran, is a retired priest who had spent all his life savings on Bhuvaneswari's education and relied on a monthly fund of ₹300 from the government to make ends meet. Bhuvaneswari has three brothers, where one of her brothers is disabled and her other two brothers are working as a security guard and studying in Kelantan respectively. Donations poured in for Bhuvaneswari and she thanked everyone in a video posted on her Facebook. In the video, she even informed that her body is responding well after her second round of chemotherapy. Unfortunately, Bhuvaneswari passed away last night, the 27th of January, at 9:52 p.m. after being unwell for quite some time at Hospital Pantai, Air Karo, Malacca. In her final Facebook post on the 31st of December 2020, Bhuvaneswari wished Malaysians a Happy New Year and detailed the story of her diagnosis. Until August 2020, she was hard at work between the courts at Muar and Putrajaya, but suddenly she felt pain in her body and was seeking medical treatment continuously for 3 months. She wasn't able to work for those 3 months and was on medical leave. However, she said that there is hope now, especially the countless prayers from Malaysians everywhere. "I still believe in all of your prayers. Indians performed their prayers, Malay brothers and sisters performed their prayers, and Chinese brothers and sisters performed their prayers," she said. "Trust me. God is there. Miracle did happen and I'm doing great now. I can walk, eat, sleep. I saw unity and pure love in those prayers from every Malaysian of every race. I was jokingly telling my daddy that, 'Daddy, I'm no longer your daughter, I'm truly Anak Malaysia now.'" She apologized for the delayed response and said how humbled she was to receive donations, prayers and love from Malaysians and kind souls from all over the world. Bhuvaneswari ended her post by asking Malaysians to continuously spread love and kindness. "Be the reason for someone to feel welcomed, seen, heard, valued, loved and supported," she said. Even in her final days, Bhuvaneswari was nothing but positive and hopeful for not only herself but also for every Malaysian. "We would like to convey our deepest condolences to Mr. Gunasegaran and his family." Also read, "She's in stage 4, why are we helping her?" Majin stands up to netizens who criticized viral cancer patient. Source, Malaysia Karan Memes. Source, Malaysia Karan Memes. Source, Bhuvaneswari Gunasegaran. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.